Like here at the K2 expedition 2015, day 5, day 6, and now we're in day 7. The last 2 days we've been travelling by bus. News filtered through late Friday night that the long-awaited journey to Skardu village at the base of the Burrow Glacier, the starting point of the long trek to the K2 base camp, was not now possible. In a most heavily debated and heated raised voices, the logistics crews and the Sherpa teams, it became very obvious that the dreaded drive that most of us were avoiding through the dangerous valley and into the world's most dangerous territory was just about to unfold. The name of the territory was the Khurram Highway, nicknamed the KKH, and home to the Taliban. In 2013, 11 international climbers on this route were hijacked, tortured, and shot dead. With heavy hearts, we loaded up on Friday evening on the bus and set sail shortly outside of Islamabad. We were passing through different villages, eventually getting to our final destination in Bashem village, which we arrived there 10 hours later in the sweltering heat. The food has been beautiful here. It's made up of local rice, chicken, and spice sauce. We are now, the following day, we spent a further 21 hours as we loaded up the bus with local armed guards protecting us. The decision was to get up early on Saturday morning and leave at 4:30 in the morning just to get us a jump on the rebels. From there, we had armed protection the whole way through the Khurram Valley and down to our final destination in Skardu here today. Along the way, we witnessed the most incredible barren environment, but yet we were still alongside the indigenous river as our guide, as we were surrounded by the huge mountain range of the Himalayas, the Khurram Range, and it was just absolutely beautiful. So that's really it. We're just recovering now after two really tough days on the bus. And last journey is a 10-hour journey, hopefully tomorrow, when we're waiting on a permit to come through to head on to the next village. And from there, it'll be by foot for the next 4 to 5 days into base camp at K2. So that's really all to report. Everybody's in great spirits. Everybody's very focused on the job ahead. And that's it from K2 Expedition 2015.